والحمد والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new session of the three elemental principles of Islam. For Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى, we have spoken already about the first one of the four issues, or sorry, the three issues that every Muslim has to know and act upon them. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala said, اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب على هذه الثلاث مسائل والعمل بهن. Know, may Allah تعالى be merciful with you, that every Muslim male and or female got to know about these three principles and of cinema. We will find that these three are three fundamental principles of Islam, that if you don't fulfill them altogether, you have corrupted your Islam and maybe introduced your Islam and invalidated it. You have to know it and you have to act upon it. The first one is that you got to know that Allah Ta'ala created us. What does that mean? That there is no creator but Allah. And this will mean no owner but Allah. This will mean no one that you have to be dutiful to him but Allah. And grateful as well. وَرَزَقَنَا, and he sustained us, provided us with whatsoever we need in our life and more than what we need. What can be of our convenience. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah's grace is very great upon us. And that's why we have to worship none but He, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah. And for that reason He created us. As what He told us in the Quran, as in Surah Al-Dhariyat, Ayah 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created not the jinn and mankind except to worship Me alone. So we will have to worship, and we have to be sincere in our worship. For this worship is to be only upon what Allah Ta'ala revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And other than that is not considered to be a worship by the meaning of acceptable worship that pleases Allah. did Allah Ta'ala say? قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. Say, O Muhammad, to all of them, if you really love Allah, then follow me, so Allah Ta'ala will love you. And here Allah Ta'ala sent this messenger to us, so that we take him as a guide of what if he does not to do. We didn't do it because we like it or because the people are doing it. But we do it because have either called to it, commanded it, done it. And that's why he Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Muzzammil, the ayah of proof. For that we have to believe that Allah is only creator of us, is the only sustainer of us, and he did not create, he did not leave us just like that with no any guide, but he sent us a guide that is the messenger of Allah. Saying, Inna arsalna ilay إليكم رسولا كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا. Then we have sent you a messenger. Who are you? You is the ummah, is the whole mankind who were living at the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم up until the hereafter. All the people from whatsoever nationality, from whatsoever, this pronoun, you, is extended to them. Inna arsalna ilaykum, to you. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بعث أرسل كل نبي إلى قومه خاصة وأرسلت إلى الأبيض والأحمر والأسود. Every prophet was sent for his people specially, alone. But I was sent to all the white, black and brown, meaning all kind of people. And Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ كَافَّةً. And then we have sent you to all mankind. Meaning those who were at your time or who come after you. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا كَمَا أَشَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. He's a witness of you. And this is one main purpose of the messenger being sent, to convey the message and to be the witness that the message was conveyed. As what Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Imran, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا
and how about that day in which we're going to bring an witness from amongst every nation, and then we're going to bring you up. So this prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as every prophet, was sent to convey the message and to be a witness upon the people that Allah Ta'ala has sent a messenger and revealed a book for them to be guided. To what Allah Ta'ala wants from them. كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسول. As well as we have sent a messenger to فرعون, that cursed kafir فرعون, who denied the Godhood, or denied the message, or denied the messenger, I wanted to kill him. And he disdained from the da'wah of the haqq. فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا عَنْ فِرْعَوْنُ. Disobeyed the messenger. So we took him in a very tremendous and massive way. Very severe way. And the message in this ayah to this ummah is, and if you disobey your messenger, you're going to be taken the way Fir'aun was taken, very aggressively and severely, and the punishment is going to be very much and very big. So this is the first one, the first matter or principle that every Muslim and male or female got to know and act upon it. Now, do you think that there can be an exemption of this one? Of course not. No one can be exempted or excluded of this obligation to know the fact, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat 21, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. All you mankind, worship your Lord. And then he described himself سبحانه وتعالى, the one who created you and those before you, so that you may fear Allah. And may fear the punishment of Allah. He is the one who stabled the ears for you to settle on and made the heavens to be the comedy for you and brought you down rain for that, the agriculture. Be found and fruits and vegetables are sustained for you. So that you don't set up any partners along with Allah Ta'ala. That was the first principle. So whoever have a deficiency in this one, then he is having a big problem. He should stop everything in his hand. Whether work, study or whatsoever, I come to learn about this. Because this is the reason why you are created. You are not created for eating and drinking and enjoying. You are created only to worship Allah Ta'ala. So if you still do not know the purpose of your creation, or the way to obtain the reason why Allah created you, or the thing that Allah created you for, then you have a problem. And when you have a problem, you got to stop work. You got to stop anything in your hand and free yourself for learning. Exactly when you have a cancer, you're not going to go to work. You're going to stop and immediately go to medication. And so, you will need or will have to do when you have a lack of understanding the purpose of you being created or the way of how to obtain why Allah Ta'ala created you. To learn how to please your Lord is something obligatory. It is not something edible or choice. Now I forgot, I kept it all in English. But I just repeated that for reminding in English what we have spoken about in the last class or last session. نعم نعم الأخ يقول بأن يعني مفترض أن نعمل عادي إنجليزي وأنا نسيت ولكن كان التذكير بالدرس الماضي. نعم الثانية المسألة الثانية إذا علمنا أن الله هو الذي خلقنا وهو الذي رزقنا وأنه ما خلقنا ولا رزقنا إلا لنعبده ولأجل ذلك أرسل إلينا الرسل وبين لنا أن من أطاع دخل الجنة ومن عصى دخل النار. عندئذ بين لنا مسألة أخرى. السيد as عيد إمام رحمه الله تعالى clarified to us that Allah Ta'ala is the one who created us sustained us, and He told us why He created us for, and He did not leave us without any guide, but He sent us a guide. Those were the messengers who He subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that whoever obeys them will enter the Jannah, whoever disobeys them will enter the fire. Then He brought us the second issue or matter. ثم بعد ذلك بين لنا المسألة الثانية وهي أن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك معه في عبادته. عرفت أنه أمرك بالعبادة حسنا، هذه العبادة لا يجوز أن تكون فيها مشركة. You know now that Allah Ta'ala created you for worshiping. Good. But you got to know now that this worship must not have any form of association along with Allah. No partnership along with Allah. But it must be sincerely for Allah. ولكن يجب أن تكون خالصة لله. كما قال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة البينة في الآية الخامسة منها. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Bayna, ayah 5, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were commanded not but to worship Allah sincerely, whole religion for Him. إذن ليست العبادة وحدها هي المطلوبة، ولكن العبادة لله وحده هذا هو المطلب الذي نريد أن نحققه. So the worship is not the only thing that is now يعني wanted or you are commanded to perform, but to single out Allah in this worship is the thing that is wanted from you to do. And it's not wanted from you to only worship, no, but to be sincere when you worship. Meaning, بمعنى آخر ألا تصرف شيئا مما هو لله سبحانه لغيره فتشرك ومعه في شكرك وثنائك وذلك وخضوعك. So you do not give any part of the worship to anyone to associate with Allah. Anything, anyone, you should not associate, you must not associate anything or anyone in your worship, in your gratefulness, in your thankfulness, in your praise, in your prayers, in your supplication, in your humiliation. You must not be humiliated for other than Allah. You must not humiliate yourself for other than Allah. And that's why Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab said, وذلك قال الإمام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى أن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك معه في عبادته أحد، لا ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل. الله تعالى does not accept any association with him in worship whomsoever the thing or person that he associates. Neither, nor he is an angel which is close to Allah, nor that he is a prophet who was sent. واستدل على ذلك بما جاء في سورة الجن وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعو مع الله أحدا.
عن ذلك مساجد. مساجد والمساجد هنا تأتي بمعنيين، إما بمعنى دور العبادة أو بمعنى العبادة نفسها. And the masajid here means two meanings. Either it is the places of worship, the mosque, or the worship itself, the act of worship. Verily the masajid belong to Allah. So call not anything with Allah besides Allah Ta'ala. ومن هذا نعلم أن من عبد الله بإقامة الصلوات الخمس وصيام رمضان والزكاة والحج ثم هو يذهب إلى قبور الصالحين يدعون ينذر لهم ينذر لهم يطوف به يسجد له، فإن هذا كافر قد نقض ما قدم من الإيمان والإسلام. So we know now that the person who worships Allah during the five times prayers, five the month of Ramadan, give out the zakah, and does all the obligatory acts of Allah. But he also does some of this to other than Allah. Then this is considered to be shirk. فإن هذا يعد شركا. هو الشرك بعينه. والله تعالى يقول إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار. Verily he who associate anything or anyone with Allah, then Allah Ta'ala has made the Jannah forbidden for him, and his place, the only place that he is going to be dwelling in, is the fire. فهذه المسألة الثانية. This is the second issue. أن الله لا يرضى أن تعبده وتعبد معه وتعبد معه غيره. لا. كما قال في الحديث القدسي. So this is the second issue or matter. As the Imam Harawi said that Allah Ta'ala does not accept from you to worship Him and to associate something else besides Him in worship. No, as Allah Ta'ala said. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك من إشاء. ذلك الله تعالى forgive not the act of association, but he forgives whatsoever lesser than the association. ومن هنا نعلم أنه يجب علينا البعد عن الشرك ومحاربته والبراءة من أهله كما يأتي معنا في المسألة القادمة. So from there we know that every time the Zakir have been asked to avoid shirk and avoid committing it or even having any friendship with those who commit shirk, and this will come in the following matter. المسألة الثالثة التي يجب على كل مسلم ومسلم تعلمها والعمل بها هي مسألة الولاء والبراء. It is the third issue of the three issues that every Muslim, male or female, got to learn about إذي ولا وضراء. The reality I'm seeing of this reality. وهذه مسألة خطيرة متقررة. And this is a very dangerous issue which been stated in the Sharia clearly. لأن في ذلك عصيان لله عز وجل. Because in there a disobedience to Allah تعالى. لأن من واد عدو الله فكأنما عاد الله. As if the person have a friendship and loyalty, Allah in the heart, for the one who enemies Allah, then he become an enemy of Allah too. ولذلك قال الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب مستدلا بما جاء في آية سورة المجادلة الآية 22 قوله تعالى: لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. وهذا واضح جدا من أن البراءة من الكافرين أمر حتم. كما قال الله عز وجل لكم في إبراهيم أسوة إذ قال لقومي لأبي وقومي إنا براء منكم ومما تعبدون من دون الله كفرنا بكم وبدا بيننا وبينكم العداوة والبغضاء أبدا. As Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father and his people clearly, as Allah Ta'ala said, and you have an example in Ibrahim and his people who said to their people, we are free of you and what you do until you worship Allah alone. وهنا يقول الله عز وجل أن هي الله تعالى سيد ولا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. لا تجد قوما, you find not people who believe in Allah and the hereafter. يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله, يوادون من المودة وهي في القلب ويحب ارتفاعهم وعلوهم وحب سقوط وذل المسلم. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. You find not people who believe in Allah in the year after. You are doona. They have loyalty and love. من حاد الله ورسوله حاد بمعنى عاند من المحادة وهي المعاندة. لا
they become close to those who deny Allah or oppose Allah, Allah's will, وهذا يعني أمر خطير جدا يقل تحقيقه بهذه الأزمنة. And this is a dangerous matter that is very rarely seen here at this time. يؤدون من حد الله ورسوله حد الله بالشرك وحد الرسول بالبدعة. So he opposes Allah by committing the shirk, opposes the Prophet ﷺ by committing the bid'ah. وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ إِذَنْ هُمْ لَا يُقَدِّمُونَ أَحَدًا حَتَّى الْآبَاءَ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَالْأَبْنَاءُ غَالِيَ جِدًّا وَمَعْ ذَلِكَ لَا يُقَدِّمُونَهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان. Those are the ones whom Allah Ta'ala had the iman written in their hearts. وما معنى هذا كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان؟ أي جعله محفورا فيها فلا يزول بعارض من العوارض، بل إنه يمنع من جميع العوارض أن تقع. ومن كتب الله في قلبه الإيمان لا يحول ولا يزول. ميزة those ones who do not have loyalty whatsoever enemies of Allah, those ones Allah Ta'ala is going to write the iman in their hearts, meaning it would not be removed whatsoever people come or did try to pick this man, pick this man away from the Tawheed, from the Sunnah, they would not be able to. وأيدهم بروح منه يعني جبريل عليه السلام. I supported them with ruh from him. It means جبريل عليه السلام or the angels who are near to Allah. ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار. الله أكبر. انظر إلى هذه الجائزة العظيمة. وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. نعم. وهذا الدخول خلود لا خروج منها أبدا. And this entry into the Jannah would be for permanent period. نعم. ثم قال رضي الله عنه ورضوا عنه. Allah is pleased to them and they are pleased to Allah. Allah is pleased to them to what they have done of the obedience and worship and sincerity in worship to Allah Ta'ala. And they are pleased with Allah because of that He created them, He guided them, He sustained them. ثم سماهم قال أولئك حزب الله. وليس حزب الله هذا الرافضي الخبيث
خبزاء هؤلاء الذين في لبنان يقول حزب الله وهم حزب اللات. تعرفون اللات؟ ذلك الإله الذي كان يعبده كفار قريش اللات أو كفار الطائف. هؤلاء الرافضة قبحهم الله وأخزاهم الذين يسمون أنفسهم زورا بشيعة علي، والذين يسمون حزبهم زورا بحزب الله، إنما هم أعداء علي وإنما هم أحزاب الشيطان، حزب الشيطان. علي تعالى السيد أولئك ذوس أرض حزب أب الله الفاتح أب الله. But this party is not the this the one in the ayah is not the one meant by those rather the objectors of the Sharia of Islam who call themselves Shia supporter of Ali. ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. Verily, حزب الله, those who are with Allah, are people of success. إذا من هذا نعلم أن الولاء والبراء عقيدة، وقد عدى بعض العلم ركنا من أركان الإيمان. So from that we understand that the wala wal bara is a pillar. And so some of the ulama counted it as a pillar of this iman. وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَجِبُ وَلَا يَجُوزُ بِحَالٍ مِنَ الْأَحْوَالِ أن توجد المودة في القلب نحو كافر، بل لا بد أن يجاهد هذا المسلم نفسه لئلا يحب الكافرين. And that's why the Muslim let love Allah alone. Love Allah and hate all those who oppose Allah. ولو كانوا أقرب أقربائه كالآباء أو الأبناء أو الأزواج أو العشيرة أو الإخوان، فهؤلاء يبغضهم ويعلم أن نصره وتوفيقه من عند الله. So he must avoid and he must hate those who oppose Allah, even if they are fathers or what, or brothers or sons or whatsoever name you find on the issue of love to the non-believers. ومعنى هذا أنك يجب أن تحب وتوالي المسلم ولو كان فقيرا ضعيفا صغيرا. And that will mean that you have to love and be loyal to the one who loves Allah Ta'ala. And the one who hates Allah, you hate him. نسأل الله بمن وكرمه أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح، إنه على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. وسوف نأخذ الآن أسئلة. نعم. We're going inshallah to get the questions now. So please, Brother Yusuf, if you have already collected the questions, you please post one by one. Now.
نعم جزاكم الله خير شيخنا بارك الله فيكم. السؤال الأول, the first question is it permissible to play Quran whilst working and others around are speaking and talking, for example in a business place مثلا, or is it specific, is the ruling on being quiet for Quran specific for Salah? نعم.
طيب الأخ يسأل هل يجوز أن نجعل القرآن يعني يعمل عن طريق المسجل أو الراجي في أثناء العمل والناس منشغل عنه, أو لا بد من إنصات له؟ للجواب عن هذا السؤال نقول للعلماء في هذا قولان. To answer this question we have to say that there are two opinions of the scholars. قول بأن القرآن لابد أن ينصت له استنادا إلى قول الله عز وجل إذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. One opinion says that once the Quran is being recited, then you as a listener have to concentrate and stop doing nothing or speaking or whatsoever. They have taken the proof for that from what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran. If the Quran is recited, then you have to keep silent and be and listen concentrately and carefully. والقول الثاني هو أن هذه الآية إنما للصلاة, يقرأ القرآن في الصلاة واستمعوا له وأقصدوا. And the other opinion says that this ayah, the ruling of this ayah is to listen and concentrate, that is in the صلاة, while the Quran is being recited in the صلاة. وهذا الذي يظهر وهو الأقوى والذي نراه بأن هذه الآية إنما تخص قراءة الصلاة ولا تخص القراءة في غير الصلاة. So some said that this ayah is, the ruling of this ayah is only in the prayer. So that is what we find يعني strong يعني and the evidences are with. And this is يعني as you said in the صلاة. So وعلى هذا فإنه لا بأس أن يدار القرآن يعني المسجل أو الراوي بالقرآن ولو كان الناس يتكلمون so there is no problem to play the Quran even if the people are talking, لكن بشرط أن لا يتضمن هذا الكلام يعني كلام غير لائق ولا ضحك ولا لعب, وإنما كلام يعني عادي محتاج للناس. but with the condition that this speech that people might do while the Quran is being recited must not be of the evil speech, nor laughing, but it is the normal speech that people used to have to do. والله أعلم. وهذا من باب توقير واحترام القرآن. ولو أنصتوا لكان أفضل. And this is one of the ways of respecting the Quran. And if they keep silent and concentrate on the recitation, this would be even much better. نعم.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم. نعم شيخنا. السؤال الثاني, the second question is in regards to substances or food substances that contain substances that perhaps are made from haram sources, in the sense that, for example, in the West we have a lot of products made from gelatin and glycerin. The question is in regards to the principle istihala by the scholar Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi al-Dahiri. What is the Sheikh's opinion on this issue, and what is the ruling, the strongest ruling in regards to these substances? Jazakum Allah khair.
Just before you go, Yusuf, I need more clarification about the substances and examples.
For example, there is some types of chewing gum, candy, jello, substances of this nature that consist, that has these animal byproducts that some say are made from, well, not some say, it is a known fact that it is made from animal fats, one of which would include khanzir, pig, and the substance changes several states before it actually enters into the production. Hence, some take the ruling of the istihala or not. So, wallahu alam, we're trying to find out what is the correct position. Jazakum Allah khair.
الحمد لله. هو الأخ يسأل عن الأطعمة التي يدخل بها بعض الأمور المحرمة كشحم الخنزير, ويسأل عن قول ابن حزم في هذا ورأيه أنه إذا استحالت من صورة محرمة إلى صورة مباحة فإنها مباحة. نعم. The brother is asking about this food that has some kind of ingredients which are haram, such as the fat of the pig, and he is then asking about the saying of Imam Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala, which says that if the thing which is haram then converted to something by certain process to something halal, then it is halal. نقول إن هذه القاعدة من الإمام الحزم هي قاعدة صحيحة, لكن لا تدخل في هذا المعنى الصريح في التحريم. لا تدخل في هذا المعنى الصريح في التحريم. وإنما the principle that Imam al-Hazm have said is correct, but it does not include this, these things that are very pure haram, مثل شحم الخنزير, as the fat of the pig. لأن الخنزير كله محرم بنص القرآن, because the خنزير, the pig, is all of it haram by the saying of the Quran. فلا يجوز استعمال شيء منه ولو حول. And so it is not permissible to use any part of it, even if it is converted. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن هذه الحيل تحويل الأشياء إلى غير يعني إلى صور غير صور الحقيقية. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about these tricks and changing the substance to a different format than the one of it, يعني like of and changing it from one form to another form. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر لنا حكم ذلك في بني إسرائيل. قال إن بني إسرائيل لما حرم الله عليهم شحم البقر شحوم البقر جملوها, يعني حولوها إلى صورة أخرى جامدة, جمدوها فصارت كالقوالب ودهنوا بها السفن حتى يعني تسد الثغرات وهو محرم عليه. فهذا حرام لأن هذا حيلة للحرام. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the Bani Israel were told that it is forbidden for them to get use of the fat of the cows. So what they used to do is that they used to freeze it, make it solid, and then use it in repairing ships and boats by painting the body of the ship with the cow fat, so it blocks all the cracks and openings. And but it is already made forbidden for them to use it in any form. So it is forbidden. Wallahu a'lam. أما بخصوص الجيلاتين فالجيلاتين يعني مختلف فيه, وقد قال الشيخ الإسلام تيمية كما الفتاوى بأنه يجوز استعمال الجيلاتين, يجوز استعمال الجيلاتين لأسباب يطول شرحها. In regard to the gelatin, the علماء did opinion on that, but الشيخ الإسلام تيمية said that it is permissible to be used for many different reasons that he mentioned in his book Al-Fatawa, but it's going to be long to explain here. نعم والله أعلم.
جزاكم الله خيرا شيخنا. The next question is a follow-up to that in regards to very similar nature. In regards to khamar or alcohol in external use, of course there's quite a bit of a conflict on difference of opinion in the Jama'ah and elsewhere, and we need proper clarification on it as far as using alcohol in A, substances for medical purposes, and B, for external use, for example soap and shampoo, etc. Jazakum Allah khair.
بالنسبة لهذا السؤال يسأل عن الخمر, عن جواز استعماله استعمالا خارجيا ليس بالشرب. This question is asked about using يعني the alcohol externally, not as drinking. هذا للعلماء فيه قولان أيضا. The scholars have two different opinions in regard to this issue as well. وذلك لأن الخمر لا شك أنها حرام لأنها على سبيل تخامر العقل أو تديره. It is of course forbidden because as it is called خمر in Arabic, and it خمر means to cover something, to cover the brain, so the person cannot يعني, know what he is doing or what's around him. واختلفوا, and they have different opinions بالنسبة لنجاستها in regard to the impurity of the khamr. وهم لم يتكلموا بالتحريم من جهة أثرها في استعمال الخارجي. And they never spoke about the forbidding, يعني about forbidding the خمر in regard to the effect of it if it is used externally. لأن الاستعمال الخارجي لم يؤثر في زوال العقل, because using it externally it would not affect on the brain. ولكن تكلموا من جهة التأثير, من جهة التأثير يعني النجاسي, هل هي نجسة نجاسة عين أم نجاسة حسية. They spoke about the نجاسة of it, the impurity of it. Is it يعني impure as يعني an object or يعني the spiritual impurity or the visible impurity. Some of them say, بعضهم يقول بأن نجاستها عينية كالبول. Some of them say that it itself is impure like the urine. والبعض الآخر يقول بأن النجاسة حسية وليست معنوية. And the others say no, the impurity in it in its effect, not in it as a خمر. ويستدلون على ذلك بما حصل في على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the second part to people, the scholars who said it is not an impure object, they say the dalil for that is what happened during the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. عندما نزلت آية الخمر, when the ayah of forbidding the خمر was descended, أخرج الناس جرار الخمر التي عندهم ف كبوها بالطرقات. So the people brought all the containers of خمر that they had and they pulled the خمر in the street. ولو كانت النجاسة يعني معنى حسية لما أجل لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بذلك, والذي نهى عن التخلي والتبول في الطرقات. And if it is impure as urine, he would not allow them, meaning Rasulullah Sallam would not allow them to pull it outside the houses on the streets, because he Sallam did not allow people and forbid for people to urinate or pass stool in the streets, even if it is one single person. So how come he صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني allow them all not to object them doing that, pouring the خمر in the streets? From there some of the ulama said that the خمر is not يعني self impure, but it is يعني spiritually impure. وإلى هذا ذهب شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية. And to that شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية has gone, meaning to that opinion. وعلي من المعاصرين الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى, فإن له قولا في ذلك, يقول بأنها ليست نجاسة حسية, وهكذا الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله. ولكن الشيخ الألباني كان يقول بالنجاسة الحسية, وهذا بعيد. And that's why also Sheikh Ibn Baz and Sheikh Uthaymeen, they said that the نجاسة of it is not يعني like the urine in it, but it's like the يعني idols in يعني the effect of it is impure like the idols, not the bricks or the cement itself is impure, but the effect of it, meaning the worship, is يعني impure because it is a shirk. However, Sheikh Albani رحمه الله تعالى used to say that it is يعني physically or visibly impure. والذي نراه أن استعمال خارجيا جائز. But what we يعني find and the best opinion, as the best opinion, is that using it externally is permissible. والله أعلم.
بارك الله فيكم وأحسن الله إليكم شيخنا. The next question is in regards to camps and programs of a general nature whereby bringing the people together in times of holidays, for example, in the non-Muslim lands, for camps, etc., where there is perhaps the fitna of free mixing, anashids, etc. What kind of advice can you give us with the excuse that they are bringing together the youth, the Shabab, on these type of camps and so on? What is the some of the kalam of the ulama and the opinion of the sheikh in regards to this? Jazakum Allahu khair.
نعم الحمد لله. أولا يعني قبل أن نتكلم يعني الأخ يسأل عن المخيمات والبرامج التي تعزية من أجل يعني جمع الناس في العطل في البلاد غير الإسلامية مع ما في هذه البرامج والمخيمات من الاختلاط والموسيقى، ويقولون بأن هذا من أجل جلب الشباب يعني الإسلام وكذا. فنقول ما بني على باطل فهو باطل. We say that whatever is built upon false is false. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعا الناس قال أقام لهم مثل هذه المخيمات وجعل لهم اختلاطا أم أنه فرق بين النساء والرجال وهل دعاهم بالموسيقى أم أنه نهى عن الموسيقى. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم call the people. Did he used to gather them all together, men and women?
Or he separated them? Did he used to use the music to call them, or he forbid the music? لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَسُوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have a good example in رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَمَنْ يعني هذه الأمور جائزة فقد يعني رأى أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يستخدم أحسن الطرق. And whoever believes that these ways are permissible, then he has يعني said that or suspected that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not use the best ways. لأنه إذا قلنا بأن هذه المجتمعات وهؤلاء الناس هم على الكفر والمعاصي, if we say that these people today are upon kufr and disobedience, فيرد على هذا بأن الذين أرسل إليهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد كفرا من كفر هؤلاء. We respond to that by saying that the people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent amongst were more kuffar than these people today. وَكَانُوا عَلَى مَعَاصٍ أَيْضًا كَالَّتِي عَلَيَا النَّاسِ الْيَوْمِ. And they used to be upon disobedience like the people today. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَشْرَبُونَ الْخَمْرَ وَكَانُوا يَأْتُونَ بِالْمُوسِيقَى والنساء والقصون وكانوا يعني يغنون ويختلطون وكان هذا وكان ذلك يحبون حبا شديدا, ولذلك الخمر حرمت على مراحل. And they, يعني they,
they used to celebrate, and they used to bring the khamr and play the music. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use any of these means for da'wah. Although they were very eager to the khamr and this disobedience. So let us that the Quran treated the forbidding of the khamr gradually in three stages. نعم لكن بشأن الموسيقى وشأن الاختلاط فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يأذن به قط أبدا. But in regard to the music and free mixing, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never ever had allowed that and permitted it. ولذلك نقول لهؤلاء الذين يسيرون في ركاب الإخوان المسلمين والصوفية وجماعة التبليغ وهم الذين يقومون بهذه الأشياء ويرون أن هذا من باب تأليف القلوب، نقول بيننا وبينكم هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني for those who follow the إخوان المسلمين and the Sufis and the Tablighis who allow like these things and يعني find that this is okay with benefiting da'wah, we say the judgment between you and us is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all agree that he is the best at everything in da'wah, in worship, in whatsoever. But let's take him as Allah Ta'ala commanded us to take him as the example for us in everything. And then, as he has given a success, we are going to be given the success if we follow him. Because the success was given to him is not because he is Muhammad the son of Abdullah. No. He was given the success because he obeyed Allah and implemented his commands exactly. So if we follow him, we are obeying Allah, we are implementing his commands exactly, so the result is the same. As we read in the verse of Talabatul, the first mas'ala between mas'ala, we said that as Imam Ali Azhar wrote the ayah of Surah Al-Muzammil, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا فعصى فرعون الرسول فأخذناه أخذ نبيا. We have sent you a messenger as a witness among you as we have sent Fir'aun. يعني and Fir'aun disobeyed, so we have taken him severely. So the same thing, if we disobey our messenger and think the way that we invented and innovated and what we found people innovating, and we don't find any adilla, any proofs and evidences from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are opposing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we say, Ikhwan, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. And the sensitivity of names of groups and parties and persons, no, don't mention this name, don't mention that name, no, these people are not like that. This means that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not as important as these people. The Sunnah is not as important as the way of the Jama'ah. Or that is wrong, Ikhwan. That is wrong. We have to put the things in the proper format of it. and the Prophet never looked at. No one will benefit you when you are in the grave. No one will benefit you when you are in the before Allah in the hereafter. And remember that the Prophet is going to be the witness either for you or against you. So if you bring something that he does not know, how do you think that he is going to be a witness for you? And remember that if you innovate, you are going to be prevented from the acceptance of the repentance, you are going to be prevented from the from drinking from the lake, you are going to be prevented from the intercession of Rasulullah. These are very dangerous things, ikhwan. I do not please whomsoever just because of yani, wallahi, I want to be with the jama'ah, or I think this is better, or this is... No, ikhwan. We all are having this sunnah amongst us, preserved by Allah Ta'ala, who created this ulama like Bukhari, Muslim, others who memorized the hadith and the sunnah and the books in a way that even many scholars today cannot even do like that. Just for us to have the religion as fresh as it was distinguished from Allah Ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why didn't we want to change? Why we want to innovate and invent new ways to convince people and bring them to Islam? Whom Allah Ta'ala wills that he comes to Islam, he will come to Islam. And as the Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah Ta'ala said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِالْبَتَرِ الْأَعْدَمِ خَيْرًا قَيَّضَ لَهُمَا صَاحِبَ سُنَّةِ عند أول أمرين. If Allah Ta'ala wills good for the young lad who come to Islam or come to practicing, and the non-Arab who come to Islam or come to practicing, He Allah Ta'ala will provide them a person of sunnah from the beginning of their matter. Then once they start practicing or embracing Islam, Allah Ta'ala will bring them someone of sunnah so they study with and they follow and take the guidance from, because He's only going to guide them to sunnah and according to the sunnah. But if they are going, if Allah Ta'ala doesn't will them good, they are going to go to many others. Shia, meaning the Rawafid, the Sufiya, the Ahbash, the Maturidiyya, the Brilwiyya, the Divandiyya, the Didiyya, or the whatsoever other parties, the Ikhwan Muslimin, Tablighis, Takfiris, Jihadis, whatsoever. And we have to be careful, ikhwan. We are not here to please people. We are here to please Allah Ta'ala. And you are only going to please Allah Ta'ala if you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in everything. Not only in the prayers. Or I follow the sunnah, what about the da'wah? Even the da'wah, a great worship, even greater than the prayer itself. The da'wah is the greatest worship. Greatest worship, that is the duty of the prophets and messengers. So we have to be careful. And whenever such kind of comes, I advise you not to attend and not to be there. Not to attend and not to be there. As the ulama and the sahaba said, as Ibn Mas'ud said, السنة ما وافق الحق ولو كنت وحدك. الجماعة ما وافق الحق ولو كنت وحدك. The جماعة, the meaning of السنة الجماعة. The جماعة is what says the سنة or the truth. Even if you are alone, even if you are alone, and everyone else is against you. So we have to understand that. Not the number of people and this and that. No, akhi. The haqq is haqq. Now, I think inshallah this will be enough for today. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. جزاكم الله خير في المسلمين. إن شاء الله تعالى we'll see you the next Sunday. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.